We're going to continue to talk about love. Love, love, love. That just seems to be the resounding theme this morning. James was talking about compassion upon your neighbor, talking about the Good Samaritan coming by, the man that was bruised in the way. And to tie in with Brother Ben, if you'll go to Mark 12 and go to verse 26, we'll start there just to kind of tie these two together. And in the midst of there, Jesus is answering the Sadducees as concerning the resurrection. He said, "Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living." He is the God of the living. And thank God for that this morning. He's a God of the living. And so he's correcting the Sadducees because they don't even believe in the resurrection. They're talking about dead people. And Christ is saying, God, you do err greatly. You err greatly because God is not a God of the dead. He's a God of the living to those that live and forever reigns. Amen. 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 But then skip down this morning because I'm gonna talk about the greatest love. We're going to go to 28. We're going to finish off with that question in verse 28 at the end there. In saying, which of the first, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And unto the scribe, the scribe said unto him, rather, well, master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all thy strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so, this is just a great place to be. I love being here. I felt the love of God the first time I walked in. I just automatically made family. I started getting involved in the ministry here. You know, God picked me up out of Neely, Nebraska and just moved me over here and just made me a part of this wonderful family. I love it. And so, talking about love, one of the earliest remembrances I have is, my testimony is this, that when I got saved, I was in the Old Testament. You know, God showed me my transgression, but I saw the love all the way through it all. And so one Friday morning, we were going into Premier Estates, into the Bible study, unto the elderly people there. And I was talking to Marty, and I said, Marty, you know, something along the lines of, you know, we gotta bring these people to the law. We gotta bring them to the law. We gotta show them that they're dead and trespasses and sin. And you know, like, I just wanted to take the sword in and kill everybody, seemingly. And he just throws his arm around me. He says, Joe, God is a God of love. And you know, I'm just so thankful for that. You know, just being young and alive. You know, I didn't fully understand the love of God, even though that was what brought me in. That's what brought me in, was the love of Jesus. You know, knowing that this sinner, me, Joe Clark, the transgression that I had is why Christ had to die. You know, it was my transgression. It was my sin. And so now being partakers of life and of love, you know, and godliness, we're supposed to be the same thing. We're supposed to love one another. You know, Christ says, you know, that the world shall know that you are my disciples by the love that you demonstrate for one another. And let's go there. It's John chapter 11, or not chapter 11, but it's John chapter 13, rather, excuse me. And I just was so amazed by this because he's washing the disciples' feet. And then it goes on. He just continues that teaching and gives that command after giving, after, you know, showing that servanthood that he came to be, came to do. So in John chapter 13, we'll pick up in 4. And so Jesus rise up from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. And after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. And then we'll skip the bit over Peter in 12. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. And then, you know, he just continues to teach from this point on up to the point where he gets betrayed. Go to verse 34. You know, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. And so I'm so appreciative of this example, and Christ walked me through this within, you know, the last year, 2 years, that just this example of what he came to do and what that example looked like for me of washing feet, you know, that's been very early on from the beginning also of being in this place is, you know, we've physically washed one another's feet in this place. And it's just so precious to be part of that, that, you know, we would humble ourselves. And, you know, again, that was one of the greatest things coming in here. I said one of the greatest marks of being a Christian is we fight over who gets to hold the door for the other one. You know, I loved that when I first came in here. You know, we had that environment. There was people fighting over who would hold the door for the person. And, you know, this is the love. We're just to be servants to one another. Amen. Amen. This is the love which has been demonstrated to us, and we should really follow on to know. This is the greatest love of all. You know, again, Jesus says, I believe it's further on, just in chapter 15. Go to chapter 15 of John. Just it might be the next page, or you know, flip it again for yourself. And he says in verse 12, This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Like I said, this is just a continual teaching. He's continually teaching the disciples from supper until his betrayal. You know, we know, we have the scripture there, and we know what happens. But this, I found it very interesting that this was all contained in the same teaching. He never stopped teaching his disciples from supper, and he washed their feet, up to his betrayal. And he's telling them to love, 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 love. He's commanding them to love, 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 love. In his darkest hour, he's commanding them to love. And you know, in what seems to be such a dark hour today, you know, we're given the same commandment, love. Because again, does not the scripture say, love thine enemies? Pray for them. And again, look at this example that we're given through Christ. He was doing this for every single person in this room. He was walking towards the cross. He was openly forgiving us, even in this moment, before he was actually crucified. The crucifixion was just for the remission of sins, that we might be set free. But he forgave us even before the cross. Remember, he's the lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world.
That's good.
He showed us how to forgive. He walked this earth. He walked this life. And remember, even in the midst of here, Peter says, Lord, I'll never deny you. And he just looks at him and he says, I've already forgiven you, Peter. You're going to deny me three times before the crow even crows three times this morning. Just walking in forgiveness. Brethren, I compel thee by the Lord Jesus Christ. Love one another with a fervent love. You know, that you faint not at the exceedingly great promises and forgive as Christ has forgiven you. Amen. All of us. You know, this is the love that we're called to. And God, forgive me because I've come to a place that, you know, in my pride, I've found unforgiveness. You know, thinking that I was wronged and I was right. You know, somebody wronged me and I was right. I was right to hold on to that. No, by no means. God says forgive. And as he teaches you to pray, he says forgive as you are forgiven. You know, Father, forgive me my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. These are your friends. These are your family. These are your brothers. These are your sisters. These are your enemies that entreat you wrongfully, you know, that despise and reject thee. But he says, forgive, forgive. This is the true nature of Christ, is to forgive. And this is the demonstration of love that we've been given, is to forgive freely. Amen. This is the demonstration of love, is to forgive freely. For we betrayed the word of God in the beginning, in the garden. We had one word to adhere to, and that was don't partake of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And we did that. But God, in his love, he came searching for us. And he forgave even in that moment, because he came looking and said, where are you? What have you done against my word? What great betrayal have you just committed? And so even from the beginning, he says, here I am. I'm here to love you and demonstrating his love. And so many people look at the Old Testament and doom and gloom and judgment and just condemnation. Well, that's because of sin. Men brought that upon themselves. Because when I read the Old Testament, I see the hope and the joy and the salvation that is on its way. And if men would just humble themselves before God and repent, then the judgment wouldn't come. But the wrath of God would be stayed. He would repent of his judgment against his people if they would yet humble themselves. And it's because men were selfish. Men were selfish in loving themselves. I forget, I've heard it this morning. You know, men, you know, just merely love themselves and you know, make sure that they have food and raiment. And then I heard it again that, you know, Jesus was Pastor, what was that? Matthew 15 that you were out of?
25.
You know, Lord, when did we do these things unto you? When did we give you food or raiment? Or you were in prison and we came and visited you? And he said, unto these you went, you did it unto me. And unto those that did not, he said, as you did not go to them, you didn't do it unto me. So this is the compelling cry right now of our generation. It says, who among us is willing to follow the example of our Lord, our Master, Jesus Christ? Who came as an example for us to lay down his life for us? Who will heed the call to love as the Lord commands us to? That we likewise should lay down our own lives for our brothers. Who among us will follow the example of Jesus and humble ourselves to wash one another's feet and to serve one another above ourselves? This is the call to Christianity today. Who will follow on to know Jesus Christ and the be in companionship with him in the likeness of his sufferings, that we might know the resurrection, that we might know this resurrected life? Who among you will hold to the truth? Who will be a defender of the faith that was once delivered to the saints, and stand on the truth and the love of God that we've been shown, and be mighty for God in this hour. This is the cry. This is the call today. And this is what I leave you with. That is what I leave you with today, is let us love one another. Let's compel one another to follow on, to know the fullness and the stature of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you so much, Lord God, for your great love, your great demonstration towards us, Lord, of your love. And God, that you would continue to reveal unto our hearts, God, what it is to follow on, to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be conformed into your image, Lord God, and that there would be great love shed abroad in all of our hearts, Lord God, that you might be glorified in all the earth. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.